This Diamond Insight takes us to Vanderbilt with Richie Goodenough. Richie, made your first start of the year Sunday and pitched your team to a 7-0 win over Louisville in what was an elimination game for you guys. What was it like to record the last out of that game?
It felt great. Like you said, it was the first start of the year for me, and usually just used to going like one hitter or like one inning, but you know, Coach Corbin gave me the ball. Do your best, go out there, give us all you got, and just completed all nine and just gave my team a chance to win on Monday, and that's what we did.
When did you find out you were going to make the start?
Well, they didn't officially tell me until after the first game of the doubleheader. Kind of got like hints here and there. They were telling me to sit in the shade and things like that. So
stay rested, huh?
Yeah.
When you've got a 7-0 lead like that, you know, like you said, maybe an inning here or there, a batter here and there, does that make it a little bit easier to kind of think you can keep on going?
I don't really, it really didn't affect me whether we were still 0-0, 7-0, because, I mean, usually when I come in, it's bases loaded, left-handed hitter up, and, you know, I got to get one out. So I just took it like one pitch at a time, just whether it's 0-0 or 7-0. So it really didn't affect me too much even when we did score.
Well, considering it was your first start, on a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of nerves were you feeling just before what was your second career start in 68 overall outings?
Just excitement.
Yeah.
Not really nerves. Just pumped, ready to give my team a chance to win. And I went out there, did good, total team effort, hit the ball real good. Gio caught a great game, and just went out there and did a good job.
You guys beat Vanderbilt again on Monday to claim the regional championship. It was a rematch of last year's regional title game in the same scenario on the same field. Did that kind of add something to the accomplishment?
Yeah. I mean, we remember last year. I mean, it was a horrible bus ride back home last year, and we just wanted to have a different outcome. And Grayson Garvin went out there, pitched a great game. Chase came in, pitched his heart out. Sonny came in, did a good job. And then Taylor Hill finishing up with the win and got a couple key plays from Connor Harrell with the catch, Robin home run, and then the squeeze bunt there. And just everybody was just pumped, and we got it done.
Well, you talk about Connor Harrell. He dropped down that squeeze bunt in the bottom of the 10th inning to win that final game. Do you remember what you were thinking when that ball is rolling on the field there on the first base side?
I was just in like total shock. That was not expected. I thought I was just like, get one in the air, please. And then just boom, first pitch, you bunted it, perfect bunt, and scored. Everybody was just going crazy.
Obviously, you guys get around the SEC, you see some big crowds. How does, you know, Louisville has had a lot more support in the last few years since they've kind of vaulted onto the national scene, and you hear some things about the crowds down there. How does that environment compare to some of the other environments that you've seen in the SEC?
I mean, it's pretty similar. Louisville's got a great team. They have a good fan support, as you're saying. I mean, they're up there with the upper-tier SEC crowds. I mean, but the LSU draws a great crowd, Arkansas, South Carolina. But, I mean, I'd say it's up there with most of them.
How does it feel now to be in a super regional and just two wins away from the College World Series?
It feels great. I mean, that's what we're focused on. We've put the regional now behind us, and we're just focused on Florida State 100% and just ready to win two games and get a bus to Omaha.
Is there any different feeling right now with this team? You've been there for a few years, maybe a little bit different attitude after you do kind of get over the hump and you win that regional and in a super regional now?
Yeah, we're loose, we're excited. There's no tightness on this team, just good group of guys, good chemistry, just ready to win a couple ball games.
Richie, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Just hanging around with your teammates, being with them every day, just the chemistry that you can get and the lifelong friends, family, from the coaches, all the players, the chemistry and the lifelong friendship that you gain.
What's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing is probably just every day, just having to go out there, just being prepared, whether it's a game, practice, conditioning, weights, just have to put everything in 100%, you know, don't take any shortcuts, stuff like that.
I'm going to do some word association before we wrap up. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to start with a teammate of yours, another pitcher, Sonny Gray.
Oh, he's a competitor. He's ultimate team guy, too. He's a great competitor, great pitcher, just great arsenal of pitches, and just a real cool guy to be around.
How about Russell Brewer?
Russell Brewer is probably the leader of the pitching staff, but just from a leadership standpoint. He's always been there. He's there for all the young guys and things like that. He's just got a bulldog mentality, too.
Jason Esposito.
He's a great third baseman, clutch hitter when we need him. And as you saw in the Louisville, the one in the regular season, when he hit the shot in the 17th, everybody on our team is a great competitor.
Your head coach, Tim Corbin.
True to his word, he's a great coach. He preaches fundamentals, knows when to push the buttons, knows when to let off the gas a little bit, and just makes for a fun environment.
The SEC.
Good conference. I mean, there's every team from every conference got a chance to beat anybody, so just it's a tough conference, but every other conference is tough too, so looking forward to playing somebody from another conference.
The College World Series. And the last one, Richie Goodenough.
Just, I love my mom and dad and brother and everybody, all my friends.
Good enough. Richie Goodenough and Vanderbilt heading to Florida State this weekend for a super regional. Great outing last week, and best of luck to you this weekend in Tallahassee.
Thank you very much, sir.